Hey, in Judges 11, 30 and 31, Jephthah makes this vow to the Lord.
Yes.
About, you know, if he's victorious, he'll sacrifice the first thing out of his house.
Right.
The first thing is, that seems like, I mean, unless he has a house full of animals or something, that seems like a strange thing to vow.
Well, they were nomadic people back then, and almost every family had several domestic animals. They had goats and sheep for milk and wool and cheese, and they had fences built around their little ranches. And he meant when he came home, I used to have goats, and they all ran out to meet me.
Oh, okay.
And domestic animals are sometimes, they're very docile that way, and he figured that one of his animals would come out to meet him, but instead his daughter came.
Yeah.
And he had never dreamed that's what was going to happen.
Right.
But most scholars believe that Jephthah did not offer his daughter as a burnt offering, but because she was human and that was forbidden. But what he did was he offered it to the Lord, like with a Nazarite vow and with a woman she could never marry. And as a man with a daughter, and only one daughter who could never marry, that meant his posterity ended right there. He would have no descendants, no children, grandchildren, and she would never be married. And so it goes on to say later that the daughters in Israel mourned the virginity of Jephthah's daughter because obviously she never married. But I don't think he offered her as a burnt offering. Okay?
And, because like in verse 39 it says, no, he did to her.
He did to her what he had promised.
Out.
Yeah, but you can look in a lot of other stories. People would consecrate their children to the Lord. If it was an animal, it was a burnt offering.
Right.
But in the Mosaic Law, it said very specifically that you would substitute when your firstborn child, the firstborn of the womb was to be offered to the Lord. Your firstborn child was substituted with an animal. And so Jephthah, he said that, whatever the Lord gives me, I'll offer to the Lord, and he obviously committed his daughter to the Lord where she never married. And it was like sort of a Nazarite vow. There's no record that he killed her, he cut her throat, and he burnt her, because God forbade doing that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like,
and Jephthah also, in Hebrews 11, he's listed among the faithful. And, you know, if he had murdered his own child, I wonder if he would be in that list.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, seems like maybe the Lord would have orchestrated an animal to run out first instead of his daughter or something.
Well, you know, it could have been that God was testing, would he follow through with his vow?
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe they would have made Jephthah king and all of his descendants would have been a different monarchy. God's got his reasons. We'll have to ask him in the kingdom.
Right.
Thanks a lot.